Front Seat Life podcast happily presents My Year of Healing the Hustle podcast, where I, Jessica Butts, psychotherapist, 2.5-time author, corporate trainer, and Myers-Briggs expert, share my raw, vulnerable, honest, and in-the-moment experiences of my journey to heal the hustle. I recently put my money where my mouth was, and I sold everything I owned and moved to Maui with 5 suitcases to explore this healing island. What has come up is a mountain of real life healing the hustle experiences I hope you can see yourself in, so you can also heal your hustle while still being unapologetically who you are. Let's get started. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I am back on Maui, and I could not be more happy. I couldn't be more happy. I have had a lot of epiphanies over the last couple of weeks. Quite honestly, what we're going to talk about today, our need to do is a trauma response. I have kind of been in that. I have been working with my therapist with all of this wounds with my mom and the busyness and our need to do. And again, I'm writing Healing the Hustle and doing Healing the Hustle because I'm in it with all of you. I am not immune to this. As they say, your mess is your message. And this is why this is resonating so much, because I promise to keep it real with you guys. Keep it like in time. I'm recording these on Tuesdays and they go live on Thursdays, like sharing real life lessons, not pretending to sugarcoat this, not even coming close to pretending like I'm perfect. And as a therapist, like somebody who is literally has a master's degree in this, has been working on herself for 20 plus years, absolutely been like in the thick of it, educating myself, doing my own personal development, doing my own therapy, being a therapist, doing all the godforsaken things, I'm still fucked up. I'm still fucked up. As Jensen Shiro says in You Are a Badass, it is not your fault that you're fucked up. It's your fault if you stay fucked up. So today is the third part of the first part of the Healing the Hustle book, which I promise will come out at some point. I don't really know when. I'm guessing Q1 of 2023, just based on my schedule. Hey, I'm healing my hustle as well, and I'm just not doing more than I can possibly do at the moment, and that is when it feels good. So we have been talking about how we all got here, how we got to this place of hustling, your journey, my journey, sharing that and giving you some tools. So that was a couple of episodes ago. Our new world, that hit home with a lot of people. I heard from a lot of people about my saying is, you know, connection before capitalism. That seemed to really hit home with people. And today is this, our need to do. Our need, specifically as women, that this is our identity. This is a badge of honor. This is somehow makes us better. And I'm here to tell you that, you know, again, I'm going through this as well. I've known this, but I know it more clearly than I've ever known it as a 49-year-old woman going through my own shit, like literally staring at it, you know, just going head on. Guys, I'm going head on into this world, that our need to do is a trauma response. So I've been talking about nature and nurture and how our personality type absolutely plays a part in this. The J's, the J women, that part of us is absolutely has a much, much, much higher tendency to be control freaks and want things a certain way. But almost more importantly, I don't know if it is more important. It probably is more important because the nurture piece is so big. And this is absolutely 1,000,000% our family of origin. And there's so many of us that are acting out. We are trying to prove ourselves to people, the world, society, And then there's also the trauma response to our family of origin and societal norms. These are two very powerful forces. Our family of origin, how we're raised, all the things we're taught, all of the traumas that come along with this. Again, big T, little T's, it doesn't really matter. They're all in there. As well as what society has been teaching us as women specifically for all of these years, that it is better to be doing than it is to be being. I mean, the whole hustle culture is just hustle hard and do more and, you know, look sexier and wear cuter clothes and, you know, be a better mom and be a better wife and be all the things and do all the things and, you know, fuck your husband all the time or your wife, whatever, all the time, do all the things. That is a trauma response that we are all living in. So I'm going to talk primarily today about the family of origin because last week I spent so much time talking about the new world. So today is our need to do is a trauma response. So I want you to think about times in your life, your childhood specifically, or, you know, a not a great marriage, not a great relationship, but primarily these wounds and this trauma comes from our family of origin. Even if you have amazing parents, it's so interesting because people make excuses for their parents. I did it. I made excuses for years because I was in a relationship with my mother. And so I never wanted to actually talk about all of it because it was so traumatic. I didn't want to look at it because I got to look at her and be in a relationship with her. But once I, you know, once that was taken away from me, I got a chance to look at this, look at my own wounds without it affecting her or without it affecting our relationship. And that has been a weird gift. It's just been a weird, weird gift. And so oftentimes I have many, many, many private clients that will say things like, oh my God, my parents were wonderful. We have an amazing relationship, go on and on and on. And then two sentences later, they'll tell me about some pretty traumatic things. And I, you know, it's not about bashing them. It's not even about healing that. It's not about going back. It's about acknowledging that no matter how much we love our parents, no matter how much we want to have an amazing relationship with them, a lot of the time, our parents, and for those of you who are listening that are parents, you are absolutely fucking your kids up. Period. End of story. You are fucking your kids up. And the quicker that you can like realize that and get over it and move on, the better you're going to be, because it's just about giving them freedom, doing our best, talking about it, acknowledging it, like not being immature, not pretending it away, not pretending like, you know, just trying hard enough is not going to screw your kids up. It just doesn't work that way. So let's talk a little bit about some of the trauma responses that put us into a need to do, a need to perform, a need to show off. So there are some sayings many, many years ago and still are about not like you are enough. And I'm always like, I know that. Like, I don't get it. It never resonated with me until I really started diving into this trauma with my mom. And a trauma response can look like a need to always prove our worthiness, to prove that we are smart, to prove that we are worthy, to prove that we are good enough. And that's also a trauma response, is never feeling good enough, not enough. And the ways that this come out is oftentimes, hey, look at me. Hey, see me. When we're seeking this attention, right? When we're going out on social media or wherever and look at me, I want attention. I'm showing off. I'm trying to prove myself to somebody or to many, many, many people. We see this so much on social media that often is number one. It could have been last week's topic, which is our new world. Like, we live in a fucked up world. That's just part of our world now, is like filming 5 seconds of our lives all the time for validation. But this is also a response to our family of origin. that we were maybe not hizzled to be heard, seen, and loved, or we were not praised the way we needed to be praised by our parents. We were not necessarily accepted. We were not loved and nourished the way that we needed to. And that is a very big differentiator, is that your parents likely did their best. Not every parent, not everyone has parents like that. Mine did their best. My mom absolutely did her best. She did her best. And there's a lot of parents that are doing their best. And it doesn't mean that it wasn't traumatic for you or that it wasn't enough for you. Someone loving you, whether this is your intimate partner or your parents, loving you the way they think is best does not fucking meet your needs sometimes. In fact, most of the time. We are different people. We have different needs. So your parents saying, I did the best that I could, I believe you. I believe you. And I'm still fucked up by it because you didn't love me the way I needed. And our parent generation, they didn't know how to do that. They didn't know how to do that. I've told this story before when I was watching Mad Men, and there was an episode where the kids of those fucked up parents were like getting mistreated and there was no acceptance. You know, I think the kid was weird and there was just no love and acceptance for this kid. And I paused it and I went, oh my God, those are my parents. Like that, those fucked up people raised my parents. And so one generation has come so far. Your primary caregivers did the best that they could with what they had. But my friends, it doesn't mean that it necessarily met your needs. It doesn't mean that you felt enough. It doesn't mean that you felt hizzled, that you felt heard, seen, and loved, or that you were loved the way that you needed to be loved. That's the interesting thing about love languages. When I ask people, like, what are your love languages? They talk about, like, what they like to give. And I'm like, that's not how it works. Our love languages are how we want to be received. I have different love languages than my sister. I have different love languages than whoever I'm likely going to get into a partnership with. By the way, I've got this weird feeling that I want to get married again. So I've told some of my friends, like, hold me back. Total side note right there. But like that next person, right? It's not about him saying, I'm going to love you this way and you better be fucking satisfied. Obviously, I'm not going to marry whoever's voice is like that or thinks that way. But this is what people do. This is what our parents did. I'm going to love you the way that I want to love you. That does not mean that you're being loved the way you want to be loved. So again, if my dude, my new husband comes in and just says, like, it's my way or the highway, and I'm going to love you the way I want to love you, and I don't give a fuck what you want. I have no idea where that voice is. I would never marry this person, but has that kind of mentality. Like, you're totally missing the mark. Shut up and ask, what do I want? And I want to do the same for you. What do you want? How can I show you that I love you? How can I show that I appreciate you? My friends, this is how we've evolved. We are not those kids that are in Mad Men that have no skills. We have evolved. It is not your fault. You are fucked up. It is your fault if you stay fucked up. And this is not about going back and healing this with your parents. This is about healing it with yourself and with people that you trust. So I had a very powerful conversation with somebody very important in my life this past weekend. And I walked away from this conversation. This is very intimate to share, and I'm not going to share who it was, but I'll share my experience. I walked away and I immediately had this feeling, this is super intense, that I was like, oh, that is what secure attachment must feel like versus my anxious attachment of I'm always worried the other shoe's going to drop. I'm always worried I'm disappointing my mom. I'm always worried I'm not good enough. I'm always worried she's going to come back out and write me a letter about what an asshole I am when I haven't done anything wrong. That is what most of us have grown up with in some form or another. Anxious or avoidant attachment keeps us hustling. So back to the story, and I'll get there in a minute. I promise. I've got notes here. I walked away because we made a promise to keep it real. We made a like, if I'm being an asshole, tell me I'm being an asshole. I'm not perfect. I'm going to be an asshole. But it doesn't mean that I'm a bad person. It just means I'm acting like a dick. Just tell me that. In that moment, I walked away and went, I trust her. I trust that that is going to happen. And it allowed me to be me. It allowed me to be free. It allowed me to come back to Maui and not worry that I'm pissing somebody off, that I'm upsetting somebody, that I'm disappointing somebody, all of my old wounds. And that is what I'm hoping that all of us can do together. And again, these are through two different ways. One is by self-soothing. And the other is by practicing this with people that you trust. Hopefully this is your life partner. This might be a friend. This might be a sister, a sibling, a parent, somebody new in your life, where you get to practice, I'm going to show up and be myself. I'm going to try 80% of the time to be the best version of myself. And inevitably, when I screw up, we're going to talk about it. You're not going to cut me off. You're not going to run away. You're not going to abandon me. You're not going to treat me unfairly. That is secure attachment. And I've had to really look at where I do that in my life. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty. I did this to somebody. This is a learned behavior. I told you I was going to keep this real as a therapist. Like, these are our wounds. I did this to somebody in my life recently. Just cut them off. Cut this person off. Instead of doing exactly what I'm saying. Self-soothing, practicing, being honest, talking about my needs instead of like this all or nothing. So let's talk again about anxious attachment. I've talked about this in past episodes, so I won't go into it too much. But there are two axes, anxious and avoidant. And anxious comes from, again, I've shared this before, so I'll make it fairly quick today. Our anxious is we never know what we're going to get. And so that shows up in overperforming, showing off, look at me, I need validation, I need approval, I need you to love me all the time, I need. It's not cute, but it's, again, it's not your fault, you're fucked up. So you see these people. So it's always helpful to think about people in your life that either have anxious, avoidant, or secure. I have a few people in my life that have done their own work to become securely attached. I am absolutely working on that right now instead of this anxiousness, because you know that wonky energy, right? You can see people in your life that have this, look at me, I'm showing off, I need validation, tell me how great I am. This is our need to do. This is our need to be validated. This is part of the hustle. This is the deep, deep shit about why we're hustling. You couldn't have expected this to be light and fluffy from me, right? You know that I dig deep. This is some deep-seated shit about why we're hustling. Again, there's society reasons, and then there's some deep, deep stuff about why we are doing this. And Again, this is not about blaming our parents. This is not about even fixing it with them. It's about acknowledging it, seeing it for what it is, as I'm doing as a 49-year-old therapist, of like, this is the trauma that I have been in. And choosing then, my friends, to self-soothe. Instead of reaching out for validation, instead of triangulating with people in my life, without being over busy, without filling every second of your life with stuff, bragging on Facebook, being out, just self-soothing. So again, the way that we become securely attached at this stage of the game, it's not about going back and, well, I mean, you can definitely do some therapy. Let me be clear. I'm happy to help you. Like, reach out to me, send me an email. I'm JessicaButtsCounseling@gmail.com. Obviously happy to help you through your own wounds as my therapist is helping me through mine. But it's not about actually going back and revisiting it with them because they did their best. You get that, right? It's not about fixing them now. That's all the tools that they had. So now what we need to do, learn about it, see it. You're listening right now. You can start to see your patterns. And then it is about dealing with this shit. It is about sitting in it, self-soothing, not numbing out, like not over drinking, not over busying, not packing your entire calendar with things, shopping, all the addictions we have. It's about actually sitting in it and self-soothing. And self-soothing, I mean, I hope you understand what that means, right? It's about, I can take care of my own needs. I am working on remothering myself right now because I'm not going to go back and do it. But as a wise woman today, I can heal that little girl within me that is still broken. And this is impossible to do without some human practice. We need other relationships in our lives, whether it be a therapist, again, a very good friend that you trust, your intimate partner. We are meant to be healing these wounds also with people. And I hope that you are lucky enough to have somebody in your life to sit in this with you. I have a couple. You don't need a lot. You can need one or two. But that is a powerful, powerful part of this. And again, when I had that conversation with this person of just absolutely keeping it real, like standing in front of someone stark naked emotionally and just like letting it hang out there and having that person go, yep, I got you. Yep. And I will do the same. They will do it. I will do it. We are just absolutely emotionally naked and trusting that word. That takes two emotionally intelligent people, and we can do this. I'm right in this with you. I mean, this is why I'm doing this fucking crazy podcast right now of so vulnerable and letting my shit hang out there. Trust me, it is not for validation. It is not. It is because this is my work. I truly, like, I didn't have any babies. I 1,000,000% believe, like, this is why I was put on this planet, is to do this work. When I can share these crazy stories, these intimate things that I'm going through as someone who, like, has a degree in this shit, anybody else can be going through it too. Anybody, any of us, all of us. So this isn't about judgment. It's about opening our eyes of how the fuck we got here. That this is our journey, this crazy new world that we live in, and understanding our need to do is a trauma response. It is our need to show up and be validated and get love and get approval. And yet we can give that to ourselves. All right. I think that's it. I hope you enjoy. I will see you next week and take care until then. Okay. Bye.